Red Markets, the Bailey Enclave.
So you agreed to do it at hazard pay. As you're stepping out, John Henry says, "Now wait a minute. I heard from the Duke boys. The Duke boys are willing to do it at labor. So you make me one last charisma skill, and if you succeed, you get it at hazard pay. If you fail, you either have to take it at labor or do another contract."
Wow.
Here we gotta start over.
Yep.
So is it? It feels kind of weird that everything comes down to one roll where all of your negotiation is for nothing on one roll.
Yeah.
You also had four opportunities to three opportunities to sabotage competition, too.
I mean, sure.
If Lucas makes his roll, this doesn't happen.
Right, but yeah.
If Lucas instead goes after one of the spots, you might be up above 100% markup at this point. I mean, it all depends on how you play it and what your rolls are.
Mm-hmm.
So charisma roll to keep it at hazard pay.
Pick the best one.
Is it a specific skill within charisma or what?
No. You just have to convince him that you're worth the price.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to entrust it to the Hazard Boys, I mean, we all know that they're not reliable. They're kind of wild cards, if you will, untrustworthy. So, I mean, it's up to you, I guess. It's a success.
That'll do.
All right. He agrees.
Either way, if it had been on the five, it would have been a success. So.
You got 9/3. He agrees. All right. Contract is yours. He gives you the rough location of where it is. It's two legs to get there. So I'm using the random encounter tables for legs. So we're doing this one. So you begin heading out of town. And it's been a particularly wet month. It's rained quite a bit. And you see that a recent flooding has torn away some of the brush in the nearby area that you're, the remnants of the road that you're walking on, merely sort of a path through the fields. But it washed away some brush that was concealing a path. Along the path are the eroded remains of several primitive booby traps.
That's interesting.
Is there a way to go out and around?
Yeah, no, you could easily walk around them. You see them. They're fairly obvious. There was no awareness check. You see that they're there.
Those look new to you, and I will see if they look new to me.
No, they look like they've been there for a while. And we're talking primitive, like Rambo, you know, like First Blood, like stick traps and stuff. The recent rain has clearly caused the mud to slough off, and you can now see where these traps might have been hidden at one point, but no longer are.
Why would someone put these here?
Well, it could have been an encampment at one point.
Oh, you mean like overnight?
Yeah. Perimeter trap.
Interesting.
Is it in a clearing?
Or
is
no, it actually appears to be. There appears to be almost like a deer path cutting through deeper into the brush.
We could check the path. Maybe there's somebody shacking up out here.
How much do we care?
If there's a camp, there may be some extra loot.
Fair point. All right.
And considering just now reading that I'm going to need an extra loot to get out of here, the dang fuckers.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Okay with the detour.
Can I roll foresight? Is this too easy to spot?
It's fairly obvious that this doesn't look like a recent plant.
Okay.
This has been here for a while and has just now been revealed because of the recent downpour.
Is the path straight, or is it kind of wind around? I mean,
it just kind of cuts back into a grove or something off to the side. I don't know that Nebraska has a lot of trees, but Nebraska has trees.
Can look through my binoculars and see if I see anything down the path.
You see, what do you have to do for binoculars? You have to roll.
Probably gives a plus to awareness or
probably.
Something.
Probably.
Yeah, it's a.
Do you have to use a charge in it then?
Binoculars? No, they don't have a charge.
They're static.
They have upkeep, no charges.
Okay. So don't break them. So it's probably awareness, so roll and add one to your awareness.
adds 2 to awareness.
Okay.
And scavenging when assessing legs.
Okie dokie.
Point of order, we do have a nice little source of water right near us. I don't know.
Yep.
It's a retention pond or...
Yeah. So, awareness plus 2, I guess.
Yep.
Which is plus 3 because I already have 1.
That is how math works, yes.
How does one math?
Fuck. I still lost out. It's a 9 over 10.
How do you get 9?
No, it'd be a 7.
Or 7 over 10, sorry.
Wow. Okay.
I can see.
Exactly. You cannot see.
My microphone is literally in front of one of my eyes.
Do you see?
You choose where you put the dice.
All right, children.
Roll there.
Either way, I messed.
Laz puts his binoculars up to his eyes, but he can't see anything. Do you continue to follow down the path?
Trees in the way. Yeah, let's maybe stay clear of the path.
Yeah.
How many more of these will be out here?
You easily walk around, and is you sort of maneuver around, you go back into this small grove, and you see a hatch.
A hatch as in a hatch in a ship, or a hatch as in a...
It is in the ground.
Okay, so like
a series of numbers.
Type hatch.
Correct.
Like a trapdoor.
Correct.
Does it look like there's area tramped? I would say if somebody's been here recently?
Nope.
Anybody have a light?
Yes.
What's it on?
It's a flashlight.
Oh, okay.
The gunman automatically assumes that it's mounted under your shotgun.
Well, actually, I thought it might be on his helmet. Oh. He has a helmet.
No, I don't.
Oh, no, you didn't?
No. Nope.
Oh, I thought you did. Okay. I thought it might be a mining helmet sort of thing.
I thought about it.
I did, too.
Anyway.
Take point.
Pete, you want to open the door? You want to shine the light in?
Why do I open the door?
Because you don't have a big gun.
How do I check for traps?
It's a good question. I was going to ask the same thing.
Sure. That sounds fair.
Awareness?
Yeah, we'll go with awareness.
I've got a 2.
It's 1 and done.
Is it?
Yeah. All rolls are 1 and done.
It's an 8 over 1.
You do not detect any traps.
Okay.
Which is different from D&D. So I should say there are no traps because you would find them if there were. Because that's how Red Markets works.
Yep.
Can't got to get out of that phrasing of you detect no traps, because that's just... That's Cody's shitty DM coming out.
All right.
We had it on recording.
Yep. Shitty DM. Yeah, well, it's in the intro now.
You know what?
We're gonna like EDM that.
I give up. Remix. You're all dead. Remix. Jeff, you play. Jeff, you're in charge.
That was easy.
All right.
Yep.
Crack it open. Shine the flashlight down.
Aiming barrel down.
It opens up. You get kind of a musty smell coming up. There seems to be a ladder that descends down into a relatively clean metal room. It looks like there are stores of supplies in there.
I'm going to pull out my knife and tap it on the ladder.
Before you go down, you mean?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, he's right. There might be.
I'm hoping that if there's a casualty, that'll draw it.
Yup.
Cody wanted to surprise us, and you ruined all the fun.
Not necessarily. I'm just thinking what I want to do.
If he does that, like taps a knife on it, I'm taking my hammer and I'm like clanking it against it, making more noise.
Okay, then. Okay.
Ooh. Now, does that count for you as well, crit failures?
I don't roll quick crit failures.
That's why I'm asking.
He's not rolling against us, so.
I don't know.
He's always rolling learning against us.
Learning the game.
Fair. That's fair.
You clank your knife, and nothing happens. And, so you're kink, 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 and nothing happens. But then, all Magoo over here, all boil Purdue Pete, clang! And when you hear the clang, you hear movement from deeper within the copse of trees, and you hear the shuffling, and you look up and you see that there was a pile of casualties that probably wouldn't have noticed you if you hadn't struck.
Oh, shit, son.
You see 5 casualties, 5 shambles away. So now we can figure out how the fuck combat works.
Yeah, how's the turn order happen?
So there is an initiative order. I believe it is roll plus speed.
Yes, that makes sense. Zombies, both dice or just one die?
Just one.
Yeah, you just roll your black die.
I think you just roll black die.
Yeah.
Okay.
13.
3.
8.
4.
So we're going this way. They always move slow. They are actually a decent distance away. They are shamble 5. They shamble at one speed, or one
thing per turn.
Correct. So, Lucas, what would you like to do? What would Laz like to do?
You said there are 5 of them?
Yes.
Well, see if I can fire an arrow into one's head.
Okie dokie.
Might as well see how this works.
Sure. Spend a charge off of your bow. So that's allowing you, that's buying a roll.
Yep.
I believe you can probably spend more for, I don't know if you can with the bow. Normally you could spend more for extra, but.
No, there is no extra for bow.
Roll away.
Yeah, 7 over 9. Miss.
You see an arrow shoot off and strike a tree. Red.
So do you roll to hit and then roll for damage?
No. At least with casualties, you just drop them.
Oh, okay.
With people, you would take, so whatever the roll is,
right.
That gives you damage amount and location. The black is damage amount.
There's got to be some number because fencemen do +1 damage to casualties and vectors.
Yes, but usually you shamble. You guys are going to make me look something up.
Well, I mean, that's my tough spot, so I want it to be worth something.
It's not +1 damage, though. It's +1 to hit them.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I think so.
I think he's right, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's actually almost better. Good enough. All right. So, Red will just sort of roll his eyes and raise his rifle up and say, put on your seatbelts, boys. And that is a... Oh, it's good. It's... Where are we?
Shooting.
Yeah. +1, so that'd be a 5 over 2.
Okay.
So, short burst out of the M4.
Crack, crack. I want to say there's
But it's suppressed.
Oh, that is true. That is a good thing to note.
Yep, not summoning more zombies.
That was the next thing I was thinking about rolling. So you hear a quick plat, plat. I think you can actually spend more charges to drop all of them.
I think I just get more charges. I think I just spend more to get more bonus to my roll.
293.
But I could be wrong.
Instead of increasing damage, weapons capable of hitting multiple locations at once are upgrades that allow charges to be spent after the check can be used for additional kills. So if you had the spray, you could use it for additional kills specifically on undead.
Okay.
Okay, so... Well,
in this case, moot.
Yep, a nice crack. You see one of them drops. Jeff, it is Dr. Jones's turn.
I don't know that Dr. Jones is going to do anything.
Dr. Jones goes down the hatch and pulls it closed.
Dr. Jones was thinking about it.
Dr. Jones better not get stuck in there with anything.
That's where the vector was.
No, we'd have heard that. Yeah, I don't know that I have anything that I can really do.
No.
Okay, that's fine. You don't move anywhere. You just kind of stand there and watch everyone do their work. Old Purdue Pete, the guy who rang the dinner bell. What are you doing?
I'm throwing a Molotov cocktail.
All right.
Okay.
Can that...
So that's a fail, right?
What do you add anything to it?
What are you using?
We determine adding athletics, right, to throwing?
Oh, that makes vague sense.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it doesn't specify, but that's fair.
You would probably have to spend a ration.
No.
Oh, you probably would.
For athletics, yeah.
For athletics, you would have to spend a ration.
Well, then how do I throw this thing?
I don't know, Troy. Well, I'm trying to figure it out.
This doesn't tell me I have to use a ration.
Oh, what does it say, Troy?
Just says 1 charge per use.
Oh, that's true.
Holy shit, only 1 charge per use?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. He is expending ammo.
Yeah.
But that's probably not athletics. Either way, it's a failed roll because you're not adding 3 to anything.
Right.
Try trolling the index.
It's fair. So you toss a bottle. It smashes against a tree. Part of the tree begins to burn, and they shamble past. They are now 4 shambles away as they continue shambling. Laz?
I mean, I guess I can try firing another arrow.
Sure. Spend a charge.
I'm not really sure what else to do.
Spend a charge to buy a roll.
Oh, I'm at adding three. Damn it.
Another arrow strikes a tree next to a casualty's head.
Taking another shot.
Buy a roll. Your weapon's not hungry, is it?
Nope. The heavy rifle is. Yeah, it's a 9 over 2.
All right. Thud, you see another one's skull split open as it drops. There are now 3 zombies.
Oh, flavor? I'm catching my shells as they come out and just pocketing them.
Fancy. They could be useful.
They can get reloaded.
Someone who has spent...
I totally said flavor. I'm not expecting any mechanical benefit.
No, not at all. I think that is, I like it. You are clearly someone who has spent some significant time in the loss. Doc?
They're how many shambles away now?
They're now 4 shambles away.
Okay. Yeah, I still don't know that I'm doing anything.
Okay.
I'm not going to run up and attack it with my knife.
Nope, it's a good
Would
idea.
Would you like to do anything else over here, Pete?
Is it possible for him to move so that he's not... So he's further away?
Yeah. No, if he wanted to move, he could.
The melee skill is still used for weapons which can be thrown.
Okay.
Ah.
Well, there you go.
So would that have hit if you added
something
to it?
Okay. No. Troy, what
good
would you
to
like
finally
to
have a definitive answer.
So we have yet to hit any one of these, right?
No, he's already shot 2
he's
of them.
Taken 2 out of, out of 5.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hitting one, or I'm going to try to hit one, or I'm going to throw another thing, right?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Yeah,
you want to run up and hit him with a hammer? You can do that too.
I'm throwing a thing.
Okay, you throw a thing.
That misses.
There's just fire blooming in the bushes.
Crash! Well, it rained recently due to flavor text, so it can't
smoke.
Be...
Smoke.
Yes, it is smoky.
Like tire fire.
They continue moving. They're now...
To be fair, these are loud, so I don't know if that...
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
that might make a difference. They're now 3 shambles away. Okay.
It's to you, man.
It is Laz's turn.
I mean, I don't want to run up on him, so I'll just keep expending.
Range is better than melee.
Yeah.
Are you shocked by that statement?
Trash talk.
That's a hit.
There you go.
Oh boy.
You see another one go down.
3 times a chuck.
That one hits it right through the left eye. Drops it. Sir?
Pete, maybe cut down on the noise. Fire again.
Yep.
That's a crit success, right?
Oh, it is.
2 and 2.
That's a evens.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because it's before modifiers.
Yep.
Yeah. So on a critical success, I'll go ahead and say that I think this is in there. You pull the trigger, mark off charge, as you happen to wait until just the right moment. You see Laz take a breath and pull the trigger just as one shambles to the left and the other shambles to
Red.
The right.
Not Laz.
And the bullet goes through both faces.
Nice.
That was Red, not Laz. You said Laz.
I know. Red is effective. Awareness roll.
All right. That was all of them.
Yeah, they're all dead.
Got that. That's a 9 over 2.
You look up in the distance and you see another one 10 shambles away. I got really scared when I rolled it and then I realized I was rolling a D100 and that was not 10 of them, that was one of them. It's like, and I kill my players. You see one in the distance.
I will let them know. How bad is this fire?
It's wet, so it's smoky.
Okay.
It still would attract attention, but it's smoky.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we're not going to roast ourselves in this tin can.
You see him point off in the distance, and you see another one a good medium range away.
Doc, I can drop him, but is the stuff in there worth our time? You want to take a peek?
Yeah, I'm about to go find out.
Okay, so we'll wait on your turn for that. So your action, if you want to take anything. Pete?
I mean, if he's going to jump down there, I would go with him. So he's not by himself, in case there's trouble.
That's good.
Okay, so you both are going down. Okay, so you climb down after him. The zombies are going to move closer to you guys. The zombie. Single.
That makes him 9?
Yeah.
9 shambles away now?
Yeah, 9 shambles away. So it's still quite a distance.
I'm waiting.
Yeah. There's no sense.
Like, how do you gauge time between shambles, I guess?
Every round they shamble closer.
Which is how many seconds? Like, is it?
Whatever is narratively convenient.
Okay, so he's 9 minutes away.
We get a search action or whatever. We. Yeah.
No, I was going to finish reading the description of what was down there once I get back to the page.
Flashlight.
Inside, you find the horde of a prepper who, judging by the dust all over the place, never made it to their bunker.
Nice.
From the smell, you believe the food has gone bad, but takers find an arsenal of guns, ammunition, survival manuals, a mechanics toolkit, and electronics toolkit. I'm not sure how that works.
This ain't the thing that they were talking about. That
no,
John
you're nowhere
was
near
talking
it.
About.
You're nowhere near it.
But we got something.
Oh, this is ours. But what you see down there?
A load of stuff.
Worth our time?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
We should
fire away then. Unless you'd like to take an arrow
shot. I was
going to
say, kite it to the traps.
And you can do that too.
That's it?
That's a 13 over 5.
Okay. So that leaves you with 6 casualties out there in the field that could be looted. And it says you get these things, so I'm assuming you're going to get them. It doesn't specify how much, so I don't know. Kind of depends on what you want to do with it. We could convert it straight to bounty, assuming you'll sell it.
No, there's rules for that, for selling gear.
But it has to be in terms of bounty. Well, no, because you can just give it to us as units.
Yes.
And we can determine what we want to do with it later? Question mark?
So you guys pack up some stuff.
Yeah.
How much haul would this be?
It's a lot. So most of you can carry like 2 or 3.
How far out are from the Bailey are we?
Yeah.
Because we can return this stuff and then go back out.
You could. I wouldn't see why not.
Right.
You also would have to find a you would also have to find a buyer and do all that stuff.
John Henry's our buyer.
I think we have a buyer.
Well,
I don't think we have as much as he's wanting though.
No, but it's more. So like whatever he's expecting, we're like, oh hey, we know this other cache of stuff. Like
you also can get it on your way back too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. We can cover this up and make sure that nobody's going to spot it. And
right.
Besides, if one of you dies between now and then, that's even more.
Right.
You split 3 ways.
We need to mark off a ration to get to the first leg.
Yep. You all lose a ration for getting to the leg.
Teacher, please give us homework.
Sorry.
I had to be mad for a second.
I was going to make mention of that, but it felt weird to do it in the middle of everything else.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
So, oops.
What do you want, Lucas? What do you want?
You wanted to know about looting the dead.
Yeah, assuming you are going to loot anyone.
Absolutely. But so what this says is casualties only carry bounty, nothing else.
Yep.
If the takers succeed their scavenging check, natural black is how much bounty was located amongst the zombies.
Okay.
It also states that casualties are looted as mobs, not as individuals. So if the crew put down a mob of 10 and a mob of 1, they make 2 scavenging checks. So we make 2 scavenging checks for our 2 mobs, 5 and 1.
Okay.
Yes. So well, we can make
I think I've got the best scavenging.
Yep.
And I'm also still above ground, so. Yeah, that's a success. That's an 8 over 3.
Okay. So you find 8 bounty in one of the groups.
Nice!
I wish we marked that.
I've got it.
Just like 25% increase on our bounty, all right?
Absolutely.
All right.
I've got it written down.
For the other one, also success.
Nice.
What's the total?
10 over 3.
Oh!
10 over 3.
Fuck it.
Okay.
You going to make him roll self-control?
Yes. Yes.
Rage looting.
What, for looting the bodies?
Yes.
Yeah.
For touching the corpses? Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Roll self-control, please. You are touching...
Yeah, remember my statement a minute ago?
Yeah. You are touching...
infectious tissue.
But I know that. Can I, cover my hands with cloth and stuff?
It's still bothering you.
Oh, okay. I see.
Self-control is just whether or not it bothers you.
Okay, I gotcha.
Stability check.
7 over 9.
1 stress.
Okay.
You're still touching corpses. You're still touching things that carry a disease. If only you were immune, this wouldn't have been a problem. Okay, so I assume you guys... Let me just make this roll to see how
Jeff
Dave is
shut
feeling.
The fuck up.
Do you feel a little sweaty? Do you feel a little...
Not that anyone's around to see it.
No, I would rather him speak up, because a lot of the times we fly through some of these games.
No, it's fine.
And like, way too easily. So I would rather, like...
No,
level of difficulty.
Oh, you're not...
I don't think we're going to have a problem with this one. It gets pretty rough.
I'm just saying. Like,
all right, well.
The challenges are.
How much bounty was on the second one?
On the second one?
Yeah. The second mob.
You rolled it. You rolled 10.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
The black die is the bounty.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
So 8 and 10. So 18 total.
Cool.
It's math.
That,
so, I mean,
Lucas, you do not get to say that to people. Serious.
I got it right.
Well, I just didn't know what calculations we were using.
Mark off another ration as you proceed down the next leg.
So 2 now. Total.
Yeah, you should have used 2.
Okay. And that gets us, you said it was a 2-leg trip journey, right?
Yes.
So, okay.
Well, hold on.
Sorry. No, I just couldn't remember.
It's starting to rain a little bit.
That'll put out the fire.
Well,
we didn't start the fire.
That's right.
Burning since the world did. Return.
I need someone to make an awareness check.
I got it.
Got it?
I got a 2.
I got 2.
Plus 10 over 3.
Go for it.
Okay.
He could have used his binoculars.
I have a plus 3 because I have binoculars.
The,
Speak up, Lucas.
He did.
He wanted to play the game. I let him play the game.
Well, he's.
I can also take.
The best
succeeded.
I also could take a foresight check.
I got 1.
I succeeded on 2. The awareness.
Yeah. I know.
Okay. I got 0 on mine. Go for it.
Just something different. It's a different piece of information.
Nope.
Okay.
5 over 8.
You get that, like I said, it's starting to drizzle and you're seeing a storm cloud roll in and it's been raining. And is the rain, you know, you're getting that, you smell the storm coming, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it smells not good. Something smells funny. Just smells.
Yeah, smell that. Something's rotten in the state of Nebraska.
It is indeed.
Couldn't possibly be all the casualties walking around.
Nah, it's not that. Can't be that.
Never.
Like acid rain?
It's probably someone forgot to take that trash out.
You do know that's a thing.
I don't know that's a thing. That's why I'm asking.
You as a person know that, you as a character know that that's a thing.
So, should we seek
take shelter? Some shelter?
Well, we could go back into the stash.
That's a rat. That's a leg back.
And back, so it's essentially 2 rations.
It's a ways. Yeah. Well, where are we now?
You are... A leg is a narrative distance away.
Right, no, but are we, like, in the middle of, like, just...
A field?
Yes, in Nebraska, yes.
So there's no shelter anywhere nearby?
Does not appear to be.
So we're going to have to leg back if you want shelter.
Well, pull your jacket over your head.
Acid.
Well, yeah, it's not, like, pure acid, it's just... Uncomfortable acid that could leave red marks and skin irritations. I don't have any better plans.
Is there anything I can roll to figure out what that smell is?
Foresight was the other roll.
Right. Now that we know that it's there, is there something I can do? Or is there... How about a foresight check to figure out shelter?
Here's my question also. We've gone the 2 legs of the trip, right?
Yeah.
So we should be upon whatever cache of weapons that we're supposed to be stumbling upon.
Well...
That's at the end of the second leg.
Yes.
Well, then why did I waste a ration for a leg that I haven't completed yet?
This is the obstacle.
Yes. It is obstacle, 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 maybe another obstacle event.
Okay.
I will take a...
What about binoculars here? Can you use them to see further distance to find shelter?
That was an awareness. I already rolled it.
Yeah.
It was an awareness to detect the rain. This is a different... You know, right?
Yes and no. I mean, the way that it's written,
He says it smells funny. I'm like, oh, it could be acid rain. Oh, let me look for shelter. I feel like that's a different action.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
I would allow Lucas to make an awareness.
He's not actually looking at the storm. He's just looking for buildings.
That's fair.
Okay.
Awareness for shelter.
Yes.
What is that?
11 over 2.
You see something.
So you don't see any shelter nearby, but you do get the sense that the clouds as they're rolling in are not moving in very quickly. So you believe that you could easily skirt around the edge of the storm if you move quickly.
We can move as quick as we can. We can get around it. There's nothing around here for us to get under.
Well, yeah, so... I'm with Mr. Meteorologist.
I mean, he's got the binoculars, so...
He must be trustworthy.
How else does weather work?
All right.
Let it go.
Okay.
Does there a role involved, or is...
See, that's the thing, is that it's weird, but no, because of the one-and-done rule, like, it's not... I wouldn't make you all make athletics rolls, you know what I mean? That would be the only other thing that I would think to see if you can all move around.
Yeah.
But, okay. You cut through the fields. We continue onward and upward.
So what was that?
You absolutely smell acid rain. Like,
oh, okay.
You see it's plinking off of an old rusted out car that is kind of dissolving in
spots.
Which
would be shelter.
Points!
As the hood of the car starts to dissolve in the acid rain. As if you were walking in it, you would lose every single upgrade on all of your items. Do you still want to shelter in the rusted out truck? Because I could do that to you. But I thought that was mean. Fair enough. All right. Fine. Fine, fine, fine.
You hear, Cody thought that was mean. If Cody thought that was mean,
to lose every upgrade you purchase so far?
Yeah.
No, I thought that would be cruel. All right, I'll remember that, Jeff. Thanks.
Remember, thanks, Jeff.
Moving on.
Yeah.
You thought it was funny when I
you
did it
to
Lucas.
You don't need
to
punish the whole class because one kid yelled the wrong thing.
Yeah, I thought it was funny when you did it to Lucas because Lucas is running the game.
Maybe the anchor. We need to be the anchor.
So you continue around and you reach the spot that you start to reach the area. You do sort of smell smoke on the wind. You get the sense that probably somebody was attacked here or something. Somebody roll awareness.
Double sixes is a crit success.
It is. So you look out with your binoculars and you see the field, and you can tell that there was a military shipment or something. There are like several crates of weapons. And you know they're crates of weapons because you can see that they've been opened. And you can see a small fire, and you see a number of individuals playing with these new weapons.
Do they look like the Duke boys?
They do not.
Okay.
The Duke boys didn't win the contract.
I mean, I'm looking through binoculars, so I can actually see them pretty well.
Yes.
Ideally. Can I recognize them from our area or not?
No, they're not a taker group that you know. They are someone else.
How many do you see?
Yeah, how many do I see?
You see 5 of them.
So I look back and kind of tell everybody to kind of get low and whisper to them, you know, there's 5 humans. They've got our stash.
What range would you say we're at?
We will call it, at this range, it is long.
Okay.
But if you made a solid approach, it could be medium. It would be hard to get into short range without them noticing you. You would need some sort of clever ploy to do that.
Medium is all right.
Is there a vehicle?
There is not a vehicle.
I assume...
Foresight check, Jeff?
Got that.
You get the sense that they appear to be taking the weapons out of storage, cleaning them up. The weapons appear to be wet from the rain that has passed through over the last day or two. They've got a small fire that's sort of, you know, entrapped on one side, and they appear to be roasting something. It looks like they're settling in. You would assume that someone else is coming probably to help them transport some of the stuff.
Okay. So we need to get this done before that somebody else gets here.
So we just won't take them out? Is that the plan?
It's about the best laid plan yet.
Or we take these guys out and wait for the other person, take them out, and take whatever they drive up in.
I mean, that's not a bad plan.
It's just a more dangerous plan.
Yeah.
So
the quicker we get out of here,
short term. What if y'all wait for me to try and move in a little closer, then pop up, and I pop up from the other side?
Well, you and I can probably both stealth around.
Yep. Leave Both Shooty McShootersons leave the dock and Hammer Bro.
I got two in stealth.
So do I.
I got one.
You want to come with me, Pete?
Trying to see.
We split their attention. It might give us a few extra seconds.
Doesn't give a range.
I'm going to assume since you're throwing it, it's probably short range. Because if we're talking medium range as a football field, maybe.
Oh.
That would make sense.
I didn't know.
Sure. Yeah.
Now I know.
Yup. Now you know.
And you should probably be careful throwing Molotov cocktails in amongst the stuff that we're supposed to take back.
That's a fair point.
Also true.
Don't worry about that.
Well, I feel like we have a right to worry about that.
What are the grenades that he gave us?
No, he didn't give us to him yet.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yep. Okay. I thought he was holding them for the end of the job.
Nope.
Okay.
We could toss one way out in the other direction and see if they go after it.
That's a waste of a grenade.
Distraction. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we got 10.
If I'm throwing a grenade, I'm hitting somebody.
Let's hold off on the explosives till we know what it is we're bagging.
There's nothing on here. It just says there's nothing on here for grenade.
For what?
Grenade.
It's in the list.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, yeah, it's there. Okay.
I'll say it should be on
there. It's in an alphabetical order, I believe.
F*** me, it is.
Say,
doesn't know numbers, but he can figure out the alphabet.
If only someone would make...
We all have our pluses and minuses.
Did that make you very good at algebra?
No.
There are letters in algebra.
It did not.
You know what knockback means?
Pushing something backwards, I imagine.
Yeah, there is
But I mean, what's the...
Mechanically?
Yes.
I think it knocks them prone, and they have to take their...
Tactic?
Knocked prone or into some nearby bit of environment. It does no extra damage, but the target has to waste a tactic to climb up.
Which is basically their action, right?
Yeah, basically yes. They use their action to stand back up.
Cool.
I like to imagine that a young Lucas wrote on a math sheet where it says solve for X, he wrote, gon' give it to you.
I would be lying if I said I did not do that at least once.
What does it mean, take your chooses before tactic check?
What's he choosing?
It says, kill damage to all locations or kill damage to randomized location on multiple targets.
You pick one of those before you throw.
Oh, so you could hit multiple people, it just won't do as much damage.
But it says before tactic check.
So before you throw it, you have to tell me what you're doing with it. You can't go, oh, I killed head damage, so I want to hit all of them in the skull.
Yeah, your tactic is your action.
Okay.
Your twitch is your bonus action.
All right, who's coming with me? Nobody?
Do you want
all right.
That's fine. I don't know that. I mean, I don't see really an advantage to splitting
that's fine.
Up.
An advantage to splitting up is if they throw a grenade, we don't all die.
So many have.
We don't know what they've got.
You're right. We don't know what they have.
Y'all move in.
I say fan out a little bit.
I know what I have.
I say fan out a little bit and let's do this. So.
But again, it's only a one roll thing. So only one person's going to roll stealth for the whole group. Is that what you're saying?
In combat, there are multiple rolls.
Okay.
So, I would... See, that's where it gets a little weird. I just need to learn some of the rules a little bit better because, like, in combat, you all make your own rolls. Like, that's just the aspect of combat.
But it makes sense if you say, you know, for the acid rain, one person makes the awareness check. That makes sense.
Right.
But if mechanically we're all running and you wanted each of us to make an athletics check, I feel like that should be...
No, correct. Yeah, yeah.
We all should.
Yeah, no, and I think that's the way it's supposed to be. Stealth is just where you get into that borderline, you know, is it or isn't it? But I think that in this case, everyone should roll stealth just because that's more possibilities to
If not, then there's no point of me taking stealth if it's a group roll.
Right, no.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, so, I'm going to start fanning out to the left and sort of moving them around.
I'll fan out to the right. Yep.
Roll stealth. Everybody roll stealth. Who's going?
That's an 8 over 3.
Okay.
That's a...
10 over 9. Actually, it's a 12 over 9.
Yep.
I'm rolling stealth.
Yep.
That's a 5 over 1.
I failed.
Did you?
Yep.
Oh. Is there a distraction?
Yep.
You begin to fan out, and as you fan out, Pete strikes his knee on a rock and goes, oh, fuck! It wasn't quite that bad of a fail. That's like a critical fail. But his hammer that he always has in his hand that he never lets go
just kind of slips enough.
Strikes a rock and goes clunk. And you see some of them go, huh? and turn and look. You now see all five of the bandits are looking at you.
So, initiative?
It depends on what I mean, you want.
At this point, yes.
No.
They're not shooting at you yet.
They're not enemies, technically.
And, yeah, yeah.
You are
all looking at him. They're all looking at him.
I'm giving Troy an action as he stands there, his hammer sort of stuck in between a tree limb or something.
We're surrounded, I guess, but there's, I don't know.
Sure.
Tell them to surrender, because they're surrounded.
I mean, that's where I want to go for it, but sure, I'll just, yeah. Let me roll intimidation.
I like the idea that you've got the head of the hammer stuck in the ground. You're holding on to it. You're looking at them, going, surrender now, assholes!
No, I'm... Can I roleplay it, please?
Yeah, go ahead. I like my version, but yeah, go ahead. That's a roll. That's not role-playing.
Well, do I not have to roll to succeed on the role-playing?
It's easier to just role-play a roll than it is to role-play something and then find out whether...
I like it because I like to know how successful it is.
Yeah, well, it's not going to succeed. So it's
okay. See? It'd been
I was going to say, do the role-playing and then re-roll it. But...
hey, fellas. How we doing? I'm starting with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And are you rolling persuasion then?
Well, no. I'm going to get there. Do I have to do it all at once? Like...
Yes,
I think that's not how a conversation would work.
No, you rolled the intimidation. You started out with put your fucking guns down.
No, that's not how I would do it.
What exactly would you like to do then?
I'm going
to
roleplay it.
Right. Give me an ability that you can logically roll for. Hey, fellas, how you doing is not on pleasantries is not listed as a skill.
I eventually would get to an intimidation type thing, but...
He's saying how do they respond. Immediately.
Yeah, you have a moment to respond before they respond.
Okay, I don't say anything. I throw a grenade.
Is it a quick draw weapon?
Huh?
Is it a quick draw weapon?
I don't know.
What's not a quick draw? What does it say?
Cumbersome.
Is it a cumbersome weapon?
No.
Okay, throw a grenade.
Hey, how y'all doing? Guys that aren't next to weapons.
Oh, it's like, hey, how y'all doing? And as you're waving, there's a grenade.
It's a crit success.
It's a crit success. So that is...
You didn't announce... Oh, no, Molotovs are the thing they can do multiple.
Yeah. I believe that is double damage? Crit success?
They did.
I didn't say whether or not I wanted... I'll just say one person, I guess.
Okay.
Is there a guy standing alone with...
Wait, there's things you can do with a critical success. There's like a list.
There is a list.
I forget what's on the list. Critical success. Double damage or effectiveness, or switch damage to hit location of the player's choice, or bypass armor, or dictate a status effect or other narrative benefit, such as knockback.
I assume double damage?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, he says the thing on there about specific location. Now, if I had said...
You could make it head.
If I had chose multiple targets, every one of them is going to get double damage?
Yes, that's why you have to choose ahead of time.
Okay, that's weird. But this is getting double damage on one person on all areas.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it all areas for the grenade?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So mark off a tick for using a grenade.
I need to write my grenades on here.
Kaboom.
So.
So how y'all doing?
Pete sticks his hammer in the mud, turns high, and flings a grenade. At the sound of the explosion, you see...
This is what we call aggressive negotiations.
Roll detach. Roll a threat. You roll it. Roll a self-control. All of you, roll a self-control.
What?
Yeah, that's...
Because a man just exploded in front of us.
Jesus Christ.
I've seen this shit.
I think.
I am not okay with that.
Yeah, I'm like, oh God.
I'm going to use a will.
All right. Everybody who fails loses one in, we'll call it trauma, I guess. Just so it was not a distance at which one would normally throw a grenade, right? So you throw, and when you throw, it doesn't like land and do that movie thing of launch him in the air. That's what you saw as a kid, right? No, it's just fucking shrapnel that just shreds him to smithereens. Like, Pinhead had less cuts in him than this guy did. Like, you just cut him to ribbons and that man ceases to exist as a person. And you feel really bad about it a little bit. Now I will take initiatives.
Oh. What's thunder?
Thunder and lightning. Thunder 11. And rain just hit.
Very, very frightening.
I'm sorry. We're rolling. It's plus speed, correct?
Yes. Yep, roll plus speed.
11.
Wait, am I only rolling one die?
Yeah. The black.
Black die.
Oh, well, then that's a 5.
Okay.
10.
11.
I also had an 11.
So, who had 11s?
Me and Dave.
Okay, so we'll do... Who has the higher speed?
I have 2.
I have 3.
Okay. So, we'll do Red, Pete...
Repeat.
We're in a boat.
You were 10. You were 5, right?
Yep.
And then, so for human opponents, you roll for them? Is that how that works?
No, I just choose what they do.
Oh.
And you use your action to dodge, or you get shot.
Right, okay.
No, you use your twitch.
Right.
Twitch.
Red. It's your turn.
I'm going to put one in the ground as soon as I can.
Yep. Fire away.
We don't get any surprise rounds.
I don't get my extra plus one to this.
No, Thunder just disintegrated.
Yeah, we stealth away.
That is an 8 over 4.
Okay, so you do 8 damage to the leg.
Right.
Yeah.
So you let loose on, we'll just say you're attacking goon number one.
Suppressed.
You shoot goon number one.
And hopefully, since I was stealth, they don't know where I came from.
You see you hit him in the thigh, and you see bone and blood spatter. He's not looking good. Goon one not looking good.
Take that, goon one.
Pete.
So, how far away were we?
So, there is a full offensive action. Yeah. If you would like to take a full offensive action, you can bull rush and attack in the same turn.
Okay.
But it takes up both your tactic and your twitch.
Okay.
Which means you can't dodge.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So, you can do that if you want.
So, yeah. I will do the dodge thing.
Or
twit, right?
Or you could grenade again.
Well, yeah. I can do two things, though. What you're saying?
Yes. You take a tactic, which is a plan thing, and a twitch, which is reactionary.
Right.
A full offensive or full defensive uses both.
Right.
But say you want to attack, then you can save your twitch for a reaction if someone shoots at you.
So I will throw another grenade.
And at all of them? Multiple people?
Yes.
There are a couple of them standing around the guns.
Right. I want to throw it to ones that aren't standing next to guns.
I will say that there are
5 of them total, right?
Yes. I will say
they're dead.
Yes. I will say 2 of them are not standing near guns.
Okay.
We'll say goons 2 and 3 are not near guns.
Okay.
You almost need figurines for this.
Hit them.
Okay.
So it's a 7?
Yeah. So it's 5 damage.
Well, isn't that plus his modifier?
The damage, no. You go off the...
Oh, okay. The damage is straight die.
Damage is straight die.
I believe the damage is straight die. So Pete hucks another grenade. This one actually does a bit of a bouncing thing, and you actually see it cut out the legs of 2 guys who kind of, you know, almost drop to the ground in pain. They're screaming. Dr. Jones.
I'm going to continue to stealth around behind them.
Okay. Roll me another stealth.
7 over 2.
Okay. You are invisible. You are crawling through the grass. They have no idea that you're there.
No, I'm sorry. 6 over 2.
You're walking between the acid raindrops.
Yep.
Can you still attack, or are you going to not?
No, I am forgoing an attack to get closer.
Troy, one of them is going to shoot at you.
Okay.
You need to dodge, which is an...
So they go before me?
Yes. You rolled like 5.
I did, yeah. I wasn't sure.
He actually rolled like 5. I rolled 5.
They rolled 10, 8, 5, and a 4.
Fair.
What do you got to do to dodge? Is it athletics? I think it's athletics.
Yes.
And does it cost you a ration?
Yes.
Okay. So you need...
In fact, you can spend additional rations to add to your roll.
So that's what you need to do. You need to make a successful athletics roll. And okay. you need to burn at least 1 ration.
And is a ration just a point?
It's a ration. Literally a ration.
I understand that.
It doesn't add to your roll. You would have,
I have to add.
The first one...
That's what I'm saying.
The first one buys your roll.
I understand that. So what's the additional one?
It would add a +1.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, here. It's in the box.
Make an athletics to dodge decks.
Okay. I'll just use one. That's fail.
Okay. You suffer. One of them shoots you with one of the rifles that he happens to be inspecting. And that is... You rolled a 10, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
So that's... Because I use your roll against you. So that's 5 kill damage to the head.
Cool. Oh, boy.
Okay.
First wound of the game. Headshot.
So you hear him scream as a bullet pegs off of Pete. Should have worn that cap. Just like Purdue Pete does. Goon number two is firing in your general direction, Dave.
What an asshat.
Yeah, well, happens.
Alright, so he's crashing. I'll use one extra.
Alright. Burning a ration to add an extra.
Yeah, 9/5.
Okay. Ping! It flies over your head. Not a problem. You duck out of the way. Laz.
Oh, it's my turn?
Correct.
Am I within range now, since I stealthed around?
Sure. It's a medium range weapon.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't sure, because we were long range before.
Go ahead.
Okay. See if I can hit one of them with this arrow. Because that would be good.
This one specific arrow.
I only have one. And that is a 10 yep. over...
That's more than 1. 10.
But it's 13, 10 damage. 13 total.
Okay.
10 damage.
10 damage. Who are you trying to shoot?
Nice.
Which one of them were you trying to shoot with an arrow?
The one that just shot Pete.
Okay. Say it's that one. So you stand up, bow drawn, let loose with an arrow. One of them who had a bit of shrapnel in his leg, you see an arrow fly through the back of his head and gore splatter out the front. He's dead.
Nice.
His buddy, who is standing beside him, is going to turn and shoot you.
Okay, so I am, I guess, dodging?
I would assume so, yes. That is a good call.
So I use a ration to dodge.
Yep.
I'll add one more to my roll. Which is a 3/2.
Yep, otherwise good you wouldn't have made
you
that.
Did.
You feel the whistle as that bullet passes by your head.
That's fair.
Who are they most worried about? Probably the guy who just shot and killed somebody. The fourth goon shoots at you, Lucas.
Of course he does.
You have no other action to dodge, so I roll damage, I believe. I think I just rolled straight damage.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't get to roll.
You only had one twitch.
You only get one twitch.
Ah.
So I roll 6 damage to 8. So that's the chest. You have Kevlar on, right?
6 to 8. Oh, yes.
Yes. So your Kevlar, I believe, is destroyed because it absorbs 5.
He can use one charge per damage to turn it into stun damage.
Yeah. Right. So it's 6 kill damage to the chest.
So you could spend 6 charges, or spend as many charges as you wanted to reduce it to stun.
Wait, why were you saying it would destroy it?
Because that's what it does. It breaks down Kevlar.
Yeah, it does. Well, it just means that you can't refresh it.
You decide.
I can't fix my armor?
No.
Not Kevlar. Unless Kevlar. It's modular.
Kevlar breaks it breaks the plate.
It is modular. Okay.
Then but at the end of the session, you can buy to repair it.
We can only do that in town, though. Because we're not carrying around spare bits of Kevlar to repair
stuff. All right. So I'm sorry. You said it should be 6?
Yes. It's 6 kill damage to the chest.
But so I can use charges to make it less.
You could use 6 charges to make it 6 stun. Or you could, you know, use 3 charges to make it 3 stun, 3 kill, whatever.
Oh, yeah. I'll do 3 and 3. So I'll use 3 charges.
So that means you've taken 3 stun and 3 kill damage.
Right. So do I indicate that differently in here?
Yes. Slashes for
stun
and X's for kill. Because you fill in the stun to kill if you get dealt enough damage.
That makes sense. Okay.
What's happening?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. You're just rolling.
I know.
Oh, because you made noises with your grenades. So now we're getting the attack by words.
Guns and whatnot. Yep.
You're probably closest, actually, Dr. Jones. You see, like, in the field next to you, just about a shamble away, you see all these things start standing up from the explosion.
One shamble away?
Yeah. They are in a frenzy. They are ready to eat.
We said that we were fanning out, so are they just one shamble away from him?
Yes.
Okay.
Already being thrown under the bus, Dr. Jones.
How many?
7 of them.
Holy shit!
7 and a 1. Dave, it is your turn. There are 3 still standing. 2 of them are wounded. 1 of them is uninjured.
When do I go?
You
after him.
It's after Red, him. Then Pete, then Dr. Yeah. Jones.
You took a turn last round?
Yeah, he's stealth. Yeah,
he's stealth around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's no cover nearby, is there?
No, it's a field.
Yeah, not really.
I mean, we were crouched down in the grass, but that's about it.
You could probably roll yourself into a gully, but taking cover in this game, if you take cover, you cannot be shot and you cannot shoot.
Right, okay. I will shoot one of the casualties by him.
Okay. Normally there is a firing into melee rule, but I think that at one shamble you can technically...
They're not in melee yet. Right?
One shamble is melee.
Oh, is it?
Like, literally, they must have been, like, in the mud, and the explosion sort of... Now they're getting up.
What do you want to do?
You could take out a back one. It's okay. 1.5 shambles away.
That's an 11 over 2.
Yep. Bang.
So, yeah.
You see a body drop behind you, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Pete.
My head hurts.
Yep.
You know the guy in Band of Brothers who goes, ow, when he gets dropped by the sniper shot?
Are you raging?
There's 3 alive?
Yes. 2 that are fairly injured and 1 that looks relatively healthy.
Are any of them standing together?
No.
I'll throw another grenade.
Either the injured ones or the uninjured one.
To whoever's not...
I think the only thing you've done with your hammer so far is make noise.
Well, yeah, because I haven't been close to anything.
You've hit this one with a grenade before, so you can throw it that one.
Okay. Success!
Okay. That's another 4 damage.
Mm-hmm.
This time the grenade bounces up to him about crotch level and splits him literally in half, and a whole bunch of him falls out the bottom. So he's dead. Jeff, will you make me a self-control check, please?
If I make the self-control check, can I stay stealth?
Yes. I would say that that's fair.
Yep.
Yeah, that's an 8 over 1.
Okay, you are... Actually, I'm going to give you 1. I will give you 1 in stress. That's how stressful that was. Because they're right on your balls.
Yeah, but does it look like they are more focused on the noise than the guy that's laying in the grass?
Do you really want to risk your life on it? Like, they're definitely up and looking around. But you know that casualties like closer things. They like the easier catch more than they like the noisy catch. Okay. You're stealth, but the blight always knows where people are.
Okay. How far away from him can I get?
There's a thing for escaping it.
If his speed is 2, could he get 2 shambles away?
He can, but the thing is that he has to take a certain set of actions to get away.
They're 1 shamble away from me. How far away from the other guys am I?
4 shambles away.
Damn. Really? I was trying to get close.
Here's a fun thing. It's not connected to that, but
medium range.
You can call your shot by essentially spending your twitch and tactic.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And so if you want to say, I'm shooting him specifically in the head. And you
nice.
Yes.
I would totally be doing that.
Yeah.
So you can, because they're in a frenzy and that close to you, you can go full defense, spending both tactic and twitch to get some distance. You can reduce the mob by 1, trip them up on their own dead, and use a twitch to get away. Have a comrade reduce the mob by 1, which did happen. Stagger the casualties on their own dead and use either a tactic or a twitch to get away, or reduce it to 0 before the end of the round. You're not going to reduce it to 0 before the end of the round, obviously. So I would say you either need to go full defense using tactic and twitch, so use both actions to just bolt.
Mm-hmm.
Or since Dave shot 1... you still have to use a tactic or a twitch to get away somehow.
Right.
So you can either go on full defense and get away, or if you've got a good tactic, because he did shoot 1. He did divert their attention. Their attention is diverted. So rather than making you go on full defense and use both, I would say you can use either a tactic or a twitch, so you can run away from them.
Okay. If I charge at the guys.
Yep, I like this. I like this.
Are you going to bring them along with you?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, but I'm thinking I'm going to run in and attack one of them from behind.
Wouldn't that be bull rush?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, you could. You could. I would say you could do that.
Okay.
If you're wanting to like bull rush them, then you need an athletics, and then you can use your twitch to attack.
Well, at the very least, you can get closer to them.
How many are left?
Of them? Oh, two. There are two raiders. There are... Two. I've got six zombies. That's just extra bounty. It's just extra bounty.
Yeah, I know.
If you survive.
And if we stop using loud things. Otherwise, we might just all be dirtbags.
Okay, I'm going to bull rush one of the guys.
Roll athletics.
Mathletics.
Spend a ration. You can overspend.
Yeah.
You can spend your twitch for a second attack at the end of initiative.
That's a thing.
Yeah, if you haven't used it. Where the hell is athletics?
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
But I got shot at.
Ah, there it is.
Right. So I'm saying if you attack somebody and they don't attack you, then you can use it. Second, you can use your twitch to, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Good to know. You have to declare
I'm
that?
Not doing that.
Yes, you would have to declare using a twitch at the end of it.
Got it's a 12 over 4.
Okay. Dr. Jones bursts from the brush going, ah!
With knife in hand? Or?
Yes.
No. More like Rambo. You just see two eyes appear in the brush as he charges forward. His name is Stealth. You can use your twitch to make an attack.
Okay. Do I take a charge off the knife? Or do I...
Normally you use a ration to make the roll, buy the roll.
Okay.
Ration to buy the roll, and if you hit, then it takes a charge off the weapon.
Unless you've upgraded the knife.
Overspend by 2.
Nice.
That would be a 10 over 1.
Nice. So, you see two eyes appear in the brush, and him taking off on these guys who are clearly taking aim at you on the hill, and Dr. Jones just comes up and just draws the knife across his throat and just blood spray. Because you overkilled him by a lot. That man was not much for this world, and you murdered him.
Is that the one whose leg I hit?
At which point you all now see the six shambling zombies, right on his balls. What's your speed?
2.
2. So you moved 2 away. So that increases to 3. So there are 3 shambles from the middle of the area now. I'll take self-control checks from you two. Did I make you do one yet? I don't think I did.
Yeah.
For the zombies?
No, you made me do one.
Yeah, he's the only one who rolled.
So we'll take everyone else, because you shot at them, but...
We've seen them before.
For zombies?
For the fact that they were, like, literally munching on his ass.
Well, I already killed one.
I know, you should have made one when you saw him.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm not sure why we're rolling for something we've already seen.
Failed, you happy?
Because you're stuck out in the middle of nowhere,
one stress.
And there's more of them than there is us.
That's a...
Yeah, but in this world, we would assume that at all times, I would think.
Not jumping out of the ass of somebody that you just saw. Was he bit? He came running out of there. He had to have been right there.
Yeah, it's the
failed. I'm going to use my other will.
So it modifies.
It doesn't matter.
Six,
and ties go
six.
To me.
Tie goes to you, okay.
Yep, so one stress.
Yeah, it's the stress of the situation. It's the fear of, oh my god, I'm out here doing this for money.
Assuming one cares.
You have half a head.
Until you get farther down this track, you do care. He's dead. He's dead.
Yeah, I care because I'm
your turn.
On one.
Laz.
Are there some raiders still alive?
There's one.
Yeah, there's one who's not been touched.
Oh, shit. I'll try to shoot him then.
Sure.
Come on, Robin Hood.
That's a hit.
Okay.
Robin that hood.
8 points of damage, I suppose.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't call my shot. I forgot. I don't know. Is that only before? Is that a different
You have to call before.
Yeah.
So you... And you put another arrow into... You guys keep rolling low numbers. You keep taking leg shots.
Yeah.
You put an arrow in his knee.
No, the 8. Isn't that within here?
No.
The 2.
Is your location die.
Black is
damage.
That's
the location die.
Black
gotcha.
Is damage.
Otherwise, you failed your roll.
Okay. No, I know that this is the success.
He took an arrow to the knee, and it looked incredibly painful.
I used to be an adventurer. I took an arrow to the knee.
Is he in between the raider and the zombies?
Now you can outrun him.
Is who in between the raider and zombies?
Laz.
No.
No. We were all...
You were all fanning out. I figured those shooty McShootersons went one way, you guys went the other way.
Okay.
He and I actually went just opposite directions.
You actually got another stealth check away, too. Right. So you were kind of off on your own. He turns to fire right back at you.
Right back at you, pal.
Use up all my rations.
You haven't even used up a fraction of your rations.
Yeah, I went 4 left.
How many refreshes do you have?
Oh, 2.
You got 20 more rations.
If you need them.
Yeah. One more rolling in the athletics?
Yes.
Yep. So to see if he gets shot.
No, so the one divide the roll, one to add, so it's +2. Okay. And there you go. Success, 7/4.
Okay. The bullet flies wide, and they continue to shamble towards Dr. Jones. Red.
He was now in the center, right?
Well, yeah. Since...
Covered in a spray of blood, actually.
Since Rady McGraderson just took an arrow to the knee, I will concentrate on the shamblers.
Sure. Fire away.
And I get plus one
to
that.
Use a charge.
All right. Oh, that's a 7/8.
Hit him in the shoulder. Keeps moving. Pete.
The first time I've missed.
Happens to the best of us.
First time for everything.
I'll throw a grenade at the zombies.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Yeah, multiple.
Oh, wait.
Multiple
no, bad idea. Oh.
He's going to draw more zombies.
He's going to draw more zombies.
I don't have a choice.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
It's
running at him is not a good idea.
You're hitting all of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. I want to hit all of them.
Okay. Mark off a grenade. Throw away.
That's a fail.
Oh.
Okay.
Kaboom.
Your throw arcs and it explodes, and had they been real people, it might have hurt them, but the shrapnel seems to do no good. They seem to be unconcerned. Dr. Jones.
I'm going to kill the other raider.
Okay, run over and make me a knife check.
Debbie's dab stab.
Spend some rations for me.
When you refresh, can you do that mid... I mean, that's a freebie action, isn't it?
I don't think it takes a I don't think it takes a task.
No, I know it doesn't take a task, but I don't know if that eats my twitch.
I'm not sure. How many rations have you got?
I've got 2 left. Yeah, screw it. I'll use the 2. And then I'll burn the refresh later. Crit success.
Nice. I mean, it doesn't make much sense, but we'll go with it. After you see him slit this guy's throat, Doc just turns and launches the knife and just puts it in the back of this guy's skull. And he just goes down. I don't know what else to do on a crit success. So he drops.
I didn't have to burn the twitch.
The doctor of death!
He's dead. Laz.
Laz won.
I'll fire at the shamblers now.
Probably a good call.
The closest one to...
There are 6 of them, so there you have a bevy of targets.
Well, whichever one's closer to him. And I will use a will to flip it.
Nice.
Okay. There are now 5 zombies.
I don't do that.
5 casualties left. They move closer. They now have gotten dangerously close to you, Jeff. They're now within range 1. They're now 1 shamble away. Red.
Am I going to be shooting into melee?
Yes.
What does that do?
There's a thing about a called shot, I think. I think you basically have to take your full action to not shoot Jeff.
So use my twitch.
I believe.
Yeah, but if you're not dodging...
Yeah, luckily all the raiders are dead, so no one's going to be shooting at me.
Correct.
And I'm quite far away from all of this still.
Firing into melee, it requires a precision check. No extra charges can be spent. If the shoot check fails, the attack hits an ally. So yes, that's what I'm thinking of. So if you make it a called shot, okay, you spend a twitch to take aim and a tactic to attack. And if it's a called shot firing into melee, it misses both targets unless it's a crit failure.
So if I make it a called shot, I don't hit him if I miss.
Correct. You only hit him
if
you...
But it uses my twitch.
Yes.
Okay, I will do that.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yep.
You also can't burn extra for it.
Right, which I wasn't going to do.
So you use a charge off your gun.
Yep, that's a 13/6. So, 9 damage.
Doc, you hear the bullet whiz past your face, but you see another casualty's brain explode.
Cool.
That That blood explosion's real close. That's unpleasant. Pete.
Repeat.
So now I don't want to throw a grenade.
That would probably be for the best.
Yeah.
I would appreciate it if you didn't.
Well, I mean, I could.
You know you want to run in there and just hit him with your hammer.
Well, I do, but I'm not close.
You can make a move to get there.
You can bull rush to get to him, though.
They've been moving closer to you this entire time.
They've been moving closer to the center.
Right, which is tangentially closer to you.
Well, okay, how far away am I?
What would you like to do?
I mean, can I run up and hit him in the same movement? In the same action? Same this round?
It would probably take you an athletics to get up there, and then you could use your twitch to hit him.
Okay.
So roll me an athletics first. That doesn't look good.
Nope.
That hammer, man. You get the warhammer out, you sort of stumble in the mud. You're inch deep in the muck. It's the rain, clearly. The rain is the problem. Dr. Jones.
Can I still not have an action if I wanted to?
You have a twitch left.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think you can do anything with the twitch because you're too far away now. You also technically had to spend a ration for the athletics roll.
Okay.
Dr. Jones. Refreshing is a free action so long as you have the points to do it.
Okay.
I would do that because otherwise you can't take any actions whatsoever because you're worn out.
Right.
That would not go well.
That would not go well with four zombies at your throat.
At least it's just four instead of seven, man.
Yep. All right, one there. I will spend one and overspend two and get the hell away from them.
Yep, you're going full defensive.
Crit success.
Wait, defensive or running?
I mean, it's
full defense.
He has to use both actions, basically. Gotcha. So the idea is that he's like dodging away, rolling, jumping. He's just using his whole action to get away from them. And what's your speed?
Two.
Okay. You're now three shambles away from them.
Even on a crit success?
You're now five shambles away from them. That's cool. Fair.
There you go.
You leapt over a box of supplies.
Yep.
That fancy slide on the...
Yeah, it was totally cool. Laz.
On my way through, could I grab one of the guns that the raiders dropped?
I'll give you the gun if you go back to three shambles.
Okay, I'll take that.
You snatch up a gun that was in the clutches of a dead man.
What kind of gun?
One that shoots, hopefully.
Six, seven, eight, nine over eight.
Okay, another one goes down. And another one down, another one down, another casualty
bites
the dust. Top of the, they move. Two shambles away. Red.
How many are left?
There are three casualties left.
Now they are not in melee range.
Nope, fire at will.
Which one's Will?
He can take it. He has a name tag on his uniform.
You recognize him from tabletop.
That will be a 10 over 3, so, well, 6 damage.
You have shot Wesley Crusher.
Darn it.
That handsome face is no longer a face. Pete! They've now shambled a little bit. I'll say if you want to run up there and smack one with a hammer, you
There's
can do so.
There's just two left, right?
Yeah, yes. There are two left.
Yeah! Let's do that.
Sure.
You can overspend on your rations.
Yeah, that's fine.
Does cost you a ration to buy a roll. But you're not losing any rations on your hammer for tear. You run up and swing and a miss. So that puts you one shamble away. Because you're in melee. Dr. Jones.
Oh, he's in melee.
You know.
You can take a called shot.
I will do a called shot. I don't know how many charges this gun has on it. That is an 11 over 8.
Cool.
Dr. Jones needs to change his name to, I don't know.
Doctor of Death.
Dr. Death.
Dr. Doom.
Because there's another one. Blam! That one goes down. Laz.
Oh, he's in, because he's in melee now, so that's an issue.
He's, yeah.
You just use your twitch and Pizza don't roll melee. A crit failure.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so called shot, I guess.
Yep. You're going to try and shoot him in the face.
And hits him. No. Four. No, that's a failure. Okay. Seven and a seven. Not a crit failure, though.
Wait, can I use my twitch for a second attack?
Oh, yeah.
No, you had to use it for a called shot.
Oh, that's right.
Can you wait? Can you use a
rat? You can.
What do you...
Right.
But you have to call it. I think you have to call it first.
Do you use...
He used it for call check, so he didn't have it available later.
Yeah.
Can you use a ration to add another number? Is that how that works?
No. For you, you could spend extra charges on your gun. Well, you can't because you have a bow.
Okay.
Yeah. Limits of the tools.
The only person left, you can take a twitch action because you didn't call a shot.
Right. Right, because I didn't have to yet.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'll put him
Otherwise, they're going to attack Pete.
Yeah, I'll put him down.
Because there's one left. Don't fail.
Because this can't be a called shot.
Correct.
So you have to succeed no matter what. Got him.
10/4
You know that familiar feeling when you got shot in the head a little while ago?
Yeah.
You feel that again, but you don't feel blood as it splat and its head splatters and blood flies up. And that didn't get in your mouth, did it? That was weird. Ugh. So there you go. You took out 4 corpses and 7 guys, and you have retrieved the bounty.
All right. So scavenge the dead.
Did you get this head wound, did it?
Huh?
Nothing.
Go ahead. Do you feel feverish?
Everyone all right?
No.
Good. So you need to scavenge the horde.
Yeah. Will. Good. Hang on a sec. We'll look around those binoculars, make sure there's nothing else coming.
Yeah, I can look around.
Okay.
Awareness, right?
Yep.
13/8
You don't see anybody.
We're good.
How does
all right
natural all right. healing work?
Rest and relaxation, I imagine.
Yeah, you'll
convalesce.
I'll burn.
I'm asking because I don't know.
No,
how natural healing works. Okay.
You'll heal.
Okay. If you'd like to heal me, please.
Yeah.
Scavenging. Well, I guess we have the raiders and we have the mob.
Correct. Which one would you like to scavenge first?
The raiders.
Okay. Go ahead.
Of course, not on this.
Ooh, that's a 4/1
Okay. So you get that much in bounty. So that's another 4 bounty.
Now, don't raiders have more?
Oh, yeah. Are raiders different than...
casualties? No?
No, I mean, it says right here, success. Enemies were carrying bounty equal to the natural black.
But they're also all carrying their own guns alongside...
Yes.
They stole.
Guns, they're the guns that were
that you're going to sell.
All right. And the casualties. 6/3 Or is it... Do you say natural black?
You still have to succeed. So you succeed with a 6/3 right?
Well, it's modified, though. The natural black is 4
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yes, I think it's the natural black. Let me look and see here.
Yeah, that's how we did it earlier, was the natural.
Yes, but I didn't actually read it myself. Somebody else said it, and I assume that that is correct. Cool. So you find bounty, and you find your haul. I assume we all go back to the Bailey, then?
We go to the the cache, yes, and stash. Get the other ones.
Yes,
and
no, then I got go that.
Back. Yeah.
So you found 26 extra bounty while you were out.
Cool. That's actually turned out to be a pretty good run.
And profitable. You add 34 bounty to that, so that leaves 60? You with a total of 60 bounty.
Which splits nicely 4 ways.
Yes. 15 apiece.
Which is still just barely enough for upkeep and...
No, that was a good introduction, even though we stumbled along our way a little bit.
Well,
I think we got a good feel of all the different parts of it.
Well, there you have it. That was good running, the beginning. Everybody's yawning.
Yep.
They're totally wore out by an excellent evening of gameplay.
Yes.
I hope John Henry's happy.